If it is up to the Hungarian State Health Authority, Santa Claus, known here as Mikulás, will keep his distance from children amid concerns over swine flu. But Mikulás says he wants to visit kids anywhere, from homes to orphanages and hospitals. He does not arrive empty-handed. According to legend, Mikulás will put gifts in children's shoes or socks placed in front of windows in the night of December 5 through December 6. Hungary's chief medical officer, Dr. Ferenc Valus, has mixed feelings about his plans. With tens of thousands of Hungarians already infected by the swine flu virus H1N1 and more than a dozen dying of the disease, Dr. Valus demands Mikulás and his helpers be careful when approaching children. Dr. Valus tells VOA News the state-run National Public Health and Medical Office Service launched a nationwide awareness campaign to get Mikulás vaccinated. He says the action is also aimed at encouraging Hungary's Santa Claus to observe basic hygiene.
We advise Santa Claus to wash his beard and mustache and not to kiss the children and clean his hands and clean the hands of the children also when he's giving the presents to the children. So we think it's very important. Normally we are advising Santa Claus also and the children also to keep the social distancing in this season of the year.
Mikulás associations have complained about the campaign. They fear a drop in revenues as companies may cancel massive Mikulás meetings for employees and their children because of infection fears. Public health advisor Dr. Beatrix Orosi says she was even forced to debate the issue with a Mikulás lookalike on national television.
There are companies in Hungary who are organizing gatherings with children. They meet with the Mikulás, and this is a big celebration in Hungary. These companies had two basic concerns. One is that the public health authority wants to restrict or prohibit this kind of gatherings. It's not true. And the other problem was that they believed that we are discriminating the Mikulás in a negative way. No way, we are not so brave to discriminate the Mikulás.
Hungary's health authority is against closing its borders, saying this will do little to stop flu infections and only disrupt the economy. Officials say they hope their Santa Claus campaign will help people to get injected against swine flu after what they call stupid reports about the dangers of vaccines. Nearby, Hungarians take money out of an automatic banking machine. Hungarians and foreigners living here can get vaccinated against swine flu for about $17. Some, even those within the health community, have criticized it as a way to make money for the state, which is facing an economic crisis. But the health authority says children, pensioners with serious illnesses, and homeless people receive vaccinations for free. Health officials say 6 million vaccinations were produced in Hungary for a population of 10 million people, with more available when needed. Dr. Susanna Jelenik of the International Center for Vaccination is busy these days.
The average number about 110 or 120 per day. Usually they are Hungarian citizens and about the 10% of the vaccinated person are foreigners. Because we are the center of the travel vaccine as well, so we have to share the time to give the vaccination concerning traveling and to give the H1N1 vaccination. But we have to deal with people. Sometimes people are a bit nervous, sometimes people are tired, and it can happen with us as well.
Under privacy regulations, Dr. Jelenik cannot confirm whether an elderly man wearing a red winter dress and beard has visited her already. Whatever the controversy, Hungarian children are eagerly awaiting Mikulás with music and songs. Stefan Boss for VOA News, Budapest.